I recommend, highly recommend that devotees listen to Niranjan Swami Maharaj's lecture that's on the site today. A good part of it is the narration of the book that he just read. It's a book by a devotee called Sarva Bhavanapu, which is called Salted Bread, and it's about the difficulties, austerities, torture that the devotees went through in the former USSR to establish and spread Krishna consciousness. How they were tortured, imprisoned, sent to labor camps, and even gave up their bodies for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's really a book. If you get your hands on the book, or you should listen to what Maharaj was speaking. I asked him to speak in more detail, perhaps on Sunday for the Sunday lecture. So we'll put that on as well. It makes you cry how these devotees had so much faith, so much determination, so much love for Srila Prabhupada, that they wouldn't compromise the integrity of the Krishna consciousness movement. They were imprisoned and kept in prison just because they wouldn't sign a simple paper saying that Krishna consciousness movement is a sect and that they're brainwashed. And for that act of faith, they suffered so much. These are really heroes, great devotees, great souls. It's the type of thing that we read about Haridas Thakur, Lord Jesus Christ, people who really suffered and went through all kinds of tribulation, something that most devotees don't see. And the whole lecture, or the whole theme, is so much of an eye-opener. It really puts things in perspective. Perspective means that it allows us to see what real austerity is about, what real sacrifice is about, and what our present current condition is. I know myself, I'm talking about myself, and then so much of the time I'm speaking with other devotees that what we consider difficulty, the problems of the mind, the minor problems of the body, conflicts amongst devotees, the austerity of tolerating the weather, or just our own minds while we're out freely chanting Hare Krishna and distributing books. These are the austerities and comforts of luxury, of the good life. You've probably heard me say this before, that for most part, in most parts of the world, there's no obstruction to us chanting Hare Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness, living in beautiful temples, eating opulent prasadam, having good association, and being accepted by the general mass of people as a authentic religious tradition, and not being obviously persecuted by police, secret police, and what have you. So perspective means it really allows us to see that these are not problems. What we think are problems are not really problems. It's like children. Little children get together and they play, and all of a sudden they have a fight, and they start fighting amongst each other and screaming and crying, and for them it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's nothing major. It's nothing catastrophic. But because of their mindset, because of their absorption, because they only see things from their very, very limited, selfish, playground perspective, then the children think it's the end of the world. So our difficulties and even the services that we do should also be looked in perspective, because often they are like child's play in comparison to the real thing. We lose real perspective. We really lose what is perspective of what's suffering, what's difficulty, what's austerity, what is the real standard of faith. And hearing these things allows us to have that type of vision and understanding. The name of the book is called Salted Bread. The reason for that being is that these devotees, they only ate bread when they were in prison for a year and a half. All they were able to do is eat bread, but the bread was so stale and it was so dry that they could neither swallow it or chew it, so they had to put a little salt on it, and the salt would, let's say, make them salivate, and that helped to swallow the bread. Anyway, if you listen to what Niranjan Maharaj said, and then you'll hear more about some of these things. So let's also consider today what our position is, how good we really have it, and not wait for the bad times to appreciate the good times, rather understand that the good times have been given for us to easily spread Krishna consciousness with determination, enthusiasm, and selflessness. Not that it becomes an opportunity to become complacent or spoiled or childish, getting lost in the trivia of our own childishness, and therefore depriving ourselves of the real benefits of service to Krishna, and at the same time not doing what we should be doing, which is giving Krishna consciousness to the world at large and spreading Krishna consciousness around the world. Anyway, listen to the lecture. I think you'll find it very interesting, and then look out for some more somewhat later on in the week or Sunday. Hare Krishna.